Welcome back for another episode of Hustle and Grind. With my, I'm Cammy P and my lovely co-hosts, the real Joe Madden and Lady D here with me.
Hey guys,
how's it going?
Dead air.
I love how you say the real Joe Madden, because there's so many fake accounts with me right now, I can't even believe it. So unless I'm saying something, don't believe it. That's what I'm saying.
Right. The real Joe Madden.
The real Joe Madden. How are you guys? How is everyone today?
Good. Great. Happy Monday.
Yeah, Monday fun day.
Absolutely. That's no longer Friday fun day. It's absolutely Monday Friday. You guys, welcome to today's show. This is season one, episode 5 of Hustle and Grind. Tonight, we're going to be talking about teaser bets and really bad beats of this weekend. You know, I am so choked on a couple of bets I had this weekend. Again, you guys, this is Hustle and Grind. We're powered by Stables Media.
Sure.
Whoa.
Good job, isn't it?
That's my one line, Joe.
I know. I'm getting really jealous.
You know,
of this
you're stealing
one line,
my thunder all the time. You know what? Well, guys, come on. Like, you've got to give me my one thing that I'm good at saying.
No.
Welcome to Hustle and Grind, powered by Stables Media.
And it looks like I've got an ankle bracelet on my hand. I know. let me take off this big watch. It's looking like an ankle bracelet on the show. I promise you guys it's not an ankle bracelet. It's really annoying though. Absolutely. There we go. It's off. You guys, how was everyone's weekend?
It was great. How was yours? I've been spending time trying to get myself out there on Instagram now to engage in followers. I've been putting in some free plays on my Instagram. So, you know, trying to get out there more and getting us out there more. So how have you been doing, Cammy?
Good. Weekend? Yeah, no, good weekend. I had some good bets and some bad bets. I wanted to stay away from a couple of bets with the Toronto Canadiens game, Edmonton Calgary game. But unfortunately, I decided to pick and didn't do so well. So, but other than that, it was a good weekend. You know, it's warm here in the YYC, and it was nice. Today, I was out snowboarding at the Louise. It was a good time.
Oh, what a bust of my
How about you,
guys.
Joe? Joe, how was your weekend?
My weekend, freaking sucked. Let's just say that now. My bets were so bad this weekend, you guys. I don't know if you could have bet worse. Like, if you guys would have faded me all weekend, you guys would have killed the books. If you went with me,
man.
Oh my God. Every single bet I took was like the Celtics game. Every single bet I took should have won until the very freaking end of that game. I was livid this weekend. So
I was even.
At least we're transparent, guys, because we do have a betting show here, and Joe apparently didn't do so well. I did pretty good besides the two games. So, but it's good. At least we're always honest. We're always transparent. So,
right.
Good weeks, bad weeks.
Absolutely. I want to say hi to Derek for listening, Dimitri and Taylor. Thanks, you guys.
Taylor, yeah. Hey, Taylor.
Eric, thank you.
Hey, what's up, Eric?
So it's Eric's birthday coming up. I want to do a shout out to Eric. Happy birthday coming up. I hope your girl isn't stealing off your plate. He posted this meme. And I don't know if you have this problem, but any single guy that I have ever dated, I have stolen off his plate. Eric posted this meme. This guy had the same plate as the girl, and she was still taking his food. So, Eric, I'm sorry. It's just what best girls do. Lady D, you do it?
I do it.
Absolutely.
Like, can I have a piece? And my kids do that, too. Like, oh, I'm like, can you eat your own? Can you eat your own food?
I love it. We also have Stephanie listening, you guys. Hey, Steph, I hope you're having a wonderful day. Stephanie has Pondering Mics. It is on the network. Powered by who, Cammy P? Because I'm not allowed to say it.
It's Staples Media, and I believe she goes on Saturdays at 6 in the morning. So yeah. It's a really good show. Tune in. Get up early. Start your day right. You know, it's really good. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. It's on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, I believe.
Right. Absolutely right. So, Stephanie, I can't wait for your next show. She's had a couple of amazing shows, so it's been a lot of fun. Yeah, Eric, we are laughing with you as well. Hey, you guys, let's get into today's show.
What? Teasers, baby.
Teasers.
Okay. All of us girls love to tease. Cammy P, you love to tease?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I wish I did, but I don't. You stump me. I just don't want to leave dead air. So
Okay, well.
I'll leave the teasers to you ladies because you guys have lots of them. You guys are very good at it.
apparently, Staples Media thinks you should go to the green room because of these answers you're having here.
You know what? There's actually, I want to talk about this real quick here. I'm going to do this for Staples Media. I'm going to start a show. I don't know what it's about yet. I'm going to start my own show, and it's out of spite. And I'm going to have Tony as a guest or anybody from Staples Media. And I'm continually, I'll ask them a question. As soon as they start to answer, I'm putting them in the fucking green room. They're going to the green room right away. Every time. Every it was just random. Green room. I'll have the control, Staples Media, not you. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. That was my a miniature rant. I'll probably go into a bigger rant about this after, but I'm gonna start a show out of spite. It'll be on the 36th of every month at 7 p.m.
Can you just call the green room?
You can't put me in the green room. I'm the host. I put everybody else in the green room.
Yeah, just call it the green room. A boot.
I'm gonna go a boot to my igloo. Don't you know?
Oh my god! You guys, thank you so much for watching. I appreciate all these comments, especially the ones that are directed and making fun of Cammy P. Those are
actually, I believe most of them have, except for the original hellos and highs. They've all been directed at me because you know what? I feel that I'm pretty important. So yeah.
Dustin thanks, obviously doesn't think so.
Dustin's just doing it to make you guys feel better. He's saving you guys' feelings. He's sparing you guys' feelings. Dustin's actually a true gentleman. So good job, Dustin.
Hello, Dustin.
Okay. So in sports betting, there's teasers. I love teasers. I don't utilize teasers that much because the payout isn't as great. But when I tease, I definitely love it. I had a teaser today. Lady D, what do you think of teasers? And do you want to explain them?
Okay. You know, I never usually dabble into teasers because it's mostly a football thing. But you can also tease basketball points and it's like shaving or adding more. I think up to 7 points. It's up as plus and down minus, I think.
Yeah, it's is minus.
Yeah. So like if it's like, but it's a parlay, it's basically a parlay, but you're teasing the numbers in the parlays of the team, which is crazy because I never got into it. And I just started watching everybody else do it. I'm like, what the hell are they doing? And they're like, oh, let's put Tampa Bay. And it'll be like +7 and then it'll be like +10. I'm like, where the hell are they getting all these damn ridiculous numbers, you know? So I'm like, I started to go look in depth. I'm like, oh, they're teasing, but they're usually calling alternate numbers. And I never thought about it like that. Like, oh, you're doing the alternative number. So
yeah.
Basically is you pick a couple teams based on their spread, and the spread can be up from 3 to 7. I've seen on some books that it goes up to 7 and then it'll probably go down to like 3.
Yeah, so absolutely. So you guys, it's just like a parlay in where all of your bets within that have to hit. So in football, the most common teaser is a 6-point teaser. So if you have a team that is – minus 7. So meaning they have to win by, well, basically 8 points. There's no half points in football. You take their number of minus 7 and you tease it down by 6 points. So they're now just a minus 1, which means they only have to win that game by 2 points. So, but you have more than just that team. And it changes those odds within that bet. But when you have about a 3-team teaser, it takes it down to a minus 110. So instead of betting that bet straight, because if you took a normal team that was a minus 7 team, and I know you guys, this gets confusing when you don't know sports betting, but if you're teasing it down to just minus 1, you would have to pay incredible juice. And juice is how much you're paying to win that $100. So it would be like, Lady D, what do you think that'd be? Like a minus 280 to tease just the one game? Yeah. So exactly. you'd be teasing it down to where it wouldn't be worth the money. But when you get all of those teams within that, it's incredible. So in football, you can tease normally by 6 points. And in basketball, it's 4 points. So today I had a 4-point teaser with two teams. So you take both of those teams and you're adjusting their points down by 4. An underdog, they could be an underdog of 5 points. You're taking them to underdog of 9 points. And same with a favorite, you're taking them of a favorite by 4, 5, 6, 7, bringing it down to just winning. And it's so favorable to you. I don't tease over 3. Lady D, Cammy, do you tease over 3?
Nope, I can't do it. I just it's just like
too
a parlay.
Much.
You never it's like if you do like 10 team parlays, it's crazy. I mean, like, I find it insane that somebody can go do like a 10, 20 team parlays and 20 team teaser parlays. I'm like, oh my God,
oh, that's
like,
crazy.
I would get so sick if one lose. That would be hitting my. Go ahead, Jill.
I do want to. Stephanie did make a comment here that popped up. And yes, Stephanie, I agree 100%. These girls know exactly what they're doing all the time. I'm pretty good at it, but I still get advice from them a lot of the time. So, yes, you're right, Stephanie.
Thank you. Yeah. Now
Cam doesn't get any shouts out. Everyone's just like, oh, Cam. But whatever. You know, it's whatever. It's cool. Whatever.
It's okay. You look pretty. Okay. Hockey teasers. You guys, do you do hockey teasers? I don't really know. With hockey, hockey is really hard to tease. You can buy up or down, like with the over and unders and goals.
Yeah.
But the juice that you pay is not worth it.
It's too tough,
right? Especially when you have a total of 5.5 to buy that total up to 6 or 6.5, you're paying it's insane. You take a bet that is like minus 110 at that 5.5, and you're up to like minus 190. So to risk $100 for a point is not worth it, because we all know hockey, they pull that freaking goalie and someone makes that amazing play and it goes straight in the goal and it screws everything. So I would never risk. I won't.
Or I think you can do it with the run line instead of the puck line, instead of also like doing the minus 1.5 and just getting it down to minus 1. I've seen people do that. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people buy it up like plus 2, which is, I don't understand, because I have never dabbled into hockey teasers at all. Yeah. I haven't.
Yeah, it's a little tougher with the hockey teams.
Especially in baseball. I think it's hard with baseball as well with the teasers. So I don't know how you can do it with baseball. Like, have you tried it or have you looked into it? Because I know mostly it was for football and basketball for me.
And those are the only two sports I will ever tease. I think the juice that you pay within, like you said, Lady D, hockey or hockey and people, it's not worth it. You're taking a bet, and like honestly, you guys, you'll pay $100 to win 15. Use those numbers, it's not worth it. There's no way I'm going to use my $100 to.
It's not worth 50. It. Yeah, it's not worth the bet at that point. Yeah.
Exactly.
But that, no point.
But that being said, you guys, I'm a plus money bettor. So betting is a long game. So for those people who are happy teasing those numbers and making that $15 every week, you're still making money. But for myself, I'd rather take that $100 and lose it like I did on the Devils game this weekend, because that plus money at plus 160 is what I live for. So we didn't hit it. But I would rather take those risks, because in and out, when I look at my year overall, those plus money bets where I take that risk, when I 100% have the numbers and everything that stands behind it, I hit on those 45% of the time. So when you're taking them over a span and you're taking plus 160 and you're hitting them 45% of the time at plus 160, so I bet $100 to make 160.
Right.
I'm better off than taking that huge favorite every time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Figure out your ratios and make the bets accordingly. Because if you're going to be, you know, doing teasing points and everything else, it's not worth it at the end of the day. So, especially with hockey.
Right.
Absolutely, David. Thank you for watching. We appreciate you coming on all of our shows and supporting who?
Stables Media. And David, you know what? Thanks for saying hi to Cammy P. You know, I really appreciate that. Not everybody does that. Nobody does it. But, you know, I appreciate you doing it. And he also missed one question. Lady D, what's your favorite hockey team?
What's my favorite hockey team? It's the Blackhawks, man. I love the Blackhawks. I have
okay, so never many mind. Memories. Joe, what's your favorite hockey team?
You're going to cut me off.
Okay. He's going to cut me off right away, too, because it's not his. It's the Calgary Flames. They are
okay, never mind. Mine is the Edmonton Oilers, and the Edmonton Oilers are the best.
Boom!
Sorry. No, there we go. We answered the question. We're good to go.
Okay, you have Connor McDavid, and then who else do you have? Like, seriously, Connor McDavid is your team.
Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Kaylor Yamamoto, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. I can go on if you want.
Yeah, no, I got some great players.
Who do you got? Goudreau?
Yeah, and I love him for every single second he's on the ice. You know what? I'm not getting into this with you. We can have a battle, but you know what? Battle of Alberta, just wait until our next game.
Was it the last game where you guys lost 7-1?
Yeah, it was. That's
the one. That's the one. Okay, good.
It was because
Taylor has a question.
you know what, you guys? I'm not loving Cammy P today. If anyone wants him as a special guest host on their next Monday night show, he is fully available. And he will gladly come on to you guys. So, to Taylor's question.
Okay. I'm going to send you to the green room, Cammy. You better stop it.
Cammy, go to the green room.
I have control, Cammy P. So
I know you do. I know you do. I know you do. But you're a great sport, and I love you.
Okay. So it looks like Taylor's going to have his...
The Red Wings. What pick are you looking for the Red Wings?
Detroit. So, I don't know. I think who they play. When? Tomorrow's game?
Yeah, Detroit is playing the Predators tomorrow. So
I would take the Predators Nashville. I'm sorry.
You know what? The Red Wings this weekend, I bet them to beat the Capitals. And it was an amazing game. Did you guys watch this game? It was an outdoor Lake Tahoe, game.
Yeah, the winter. Yeah,
it's
that's nice.
So beautiful. I was watching it, and I'm like, this is so amazing. I'm like, I love the Winter Classic this year.
Absolutely. So it was a good game, and they were up. So I don't know, you guys, against the Predators. I think the Predators take this.
Yeah, the Predators will. Just like the Blackhawks take them over on the last two games they were playing, and you're like, "Oh no, let's go take the Red Wings.
Detroit's playing Greece and that, and he's he's 1-10 right now, 1-10-3. He is due for a win, so that's a tough one to bet. I have to lean towards the Predators, but yeah, I lean towards Predators on this. Unfortunately, I'd like to see Detroit win more. I like Detroit, so, but I just don't see them pulling through.
Yeah.
Nope. Well, I have to take Predators. Sorry.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was thinking it was the Devils. The Devils were on the outdoor ice this weekend, along with the Knights and the Avs game. Did you guys watch that game that got moved to midnight? I was panicking. This was an incredible game. So they played the first period during the day. They had to cancel and postpone the game till midnight. I don't know how these players did this, but when the game ended, it was 1-0. I was completely panicking because I had the under 5.5. Thank God this game finished at 5. What did you think of that, Lady D? What was your did you bet on this?
No, I did not bet on that. I wanted to, but I left it alone. It was crazy. I don't know what happened. What was it due to lighting or the ice or something like that? The condition. I was not gonna wake up to go watch the rest of the damn game, honestly.
No. So I did.
Crazy.
But in this situation, Cammy P, did you bet on it? And if you did you pull your bet when the game got postponed? Because you can always, like, on a lot of these apps, I know VIP Bets and Wager Attack, you can normally cancel your bet there. So
I did have a bet on it, but I was going through VIP Bets on that one. But I did pull it. Like, as soon as they postponed it, I was like, nah, you know, I don't like it. They're postponing until later. It's going to be a different game altogether. And it's just, you know, it changes a lot of aspects of the game. So I was like, no, I'm out.
Right. I was like,
Cost me a couple bucks to pull out, but it wasn't, like, too bad. Like, it was worth getting out of it because I couldn't do it.
Absolutely. Right. So that's where I was sitting with this game, you guys. I ended up leaving the under. Because I thought maybe with the time that these guys would be tired, but it made me nervous because you have these guys on the ice for one period. They scored one goal. To take the under 5.5, I never would have bet that if I knew that game would have been postponed. And then they would have been fresh on the ice for two periods. So I was nervous. I'm glad it went the way it did because it's probably like one of the only bets I won this weekend. So thank you, guys. Yeah. Oh my God.
What'd you think about the Boston game?
This Boston Celtics game. So you guys, let me see what I had the Boston Celtics. I think it was -1.
-2.
So I had the -1.5 and it was -122. So I had to risk $122 to make $100 on this game. It was
It's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible. Boston should have won this. I hate odds over -120. I really do. But in this situation, I really felt that Boston was going to win this game by at least 3 points. Well,
right. Or four.
Was it in the third or was it in the fourth? They were up by 24 points, Lady D.
It was in the third they were up because I remember the whole time they were up and I'm like, okay, you know, this is for sure they're going to win. And I'll tell you that they never go. It always happens on the last two damn minutes on a freaking game on a fourth that the team can just crumble and look at what happened. They end up coming back, tying it up overtime. And I always have this saying about overtime that the person I have and their favorite, sometimes they're going to win and sometimes they're not going to win. But they were not at home. They were at they were in New Orleans, weren't they? They were playing in New Orleans, right? Because they were playing the Pelicans.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, you know what? They're not going to win. So I kind of like, I saw it. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? So I hate overtimes when I'm betting.
I absolutely hate these overtimes.
It's too close.
Too.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a fan of it either.
I don't think
anyone likes the overtimes. They just want a clear cut win, guys.
No, exactly. Right. I left watching in the third to switch over to watch some hockey because I was like, this is a sure bet. Which, again, first mistake in betting is never a
never
sure bet.
Never a sure bet.
It's never a freaking sure bet.
Always think you're going to lose. Then you'll win. If you think you're going to win, you're always going to lose.
So we're in the third, up by 24. I'm like, I don't have to watch this game anymore. I know exactly what's happening. Celtics are dominating.
24 points up.
Yeah, and then I switch over and I watch the end of, it was the Devils game, and that was the game I was meeting on the outdoor rink. Yeah. Absolutely incredible game. Loved every second. The game finishes, I switch back over. And I'm like, there is a minute left in like regular time. And they've tied it up. And it's going back and forth. And then what's happening? The Celtics are missing all these freaking shots. I'm losing my mind. Thank God the Celtics went into overtime because they should have lost in that fourth.
Yeah.
Going into overtime, it was a fighting chance. But they crapped the bed. They lost by 5 points. They should have won by 15.
Right.
They gave that game away at the end there. So – bad beat this weekend completely.
Yeah,
anyone,
that's the unlucky part of it, right? So
right. Oh. I agree.
That's it always crazy. Happens when you think you're gonna win. As soon as you start thinking you're gonna win, you're gonna. I lost like $600 on a parlay the other week because the Flames lost and they were the favorite to win, and I have thought, well, I got it in the bag now. I got my $200 won, and my two my other one, my other favorite one, now Calgary's gonna win. And yeah, I know I lost. No. Never think you're going to win.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Always think the worst.
Well,
that's why I never say lock. When I'm selling my picks, I do not say lock, and I don't do three games. I'm a Costco bettor, which I call myself a Costco bettor because I like to bet a lot of games, okay? I just don't do three games. I don't do four. I like to, like, go through and see who I like. So I could have possibly – 6 games in college basketball because that's what I'm doing good at. Then I can have like three games in NHL, and then I can have like 3 games in NBA. So I like to put everything in bunches. So, but what I do is I don't put $1,000 in each game. I do I have a $2,000 limit, and then I put $120 in each game. So if I hit 6-2, I'm profiting. But if I go to like 3-6, I'm fucked, but I'm losing. But I'm like, you know what? It's the next day. I'm going to have to go and up it up.
Absolutely. It's a bank roll management. Now, I've got a question for both of you. Do you guys chase when you're having a terrible day like I had yesterday? We're going to just tell the world over and over again. I had a shitty day yesterday. Do you chase your games? Because that's one thing I will never do. I won't take a late game to try to make up my money for the early games. I absolutely won't do it. I wait till the next day when I've got all my research in. Do either of you do this? And is it profitable for you?
Oh my God, I hate chasing. I don't believe in chasing your games. I believe if you just lose that day, lose your games, don't go and try to put more money in to win your money, because honestly, it would freaking hurt you in your bankroll. Because then the next day, you're going to be like, damn, I should have put this money on this team because I know they was going to win because I did all my research the next day. Like what you say, like you wait. If I don't do good, I try to cut down the limits of my bets the next day so I can try to re-up my money again and try to profit the thing. So one day I would have like 13 games. The next day, the 13 games I'm not doing good, I'll go put it down to 5-10 games, the minimum. So it's like up and down with me. So it's crazy. But don't chase your money that same day. make sure you have your do a lot of research. If not, you can have us help you. You know, we can help y'all guys make that money. So I'm going to have to do a little promoting here. So you got to go check out our Patreon account at patreon.com/hustleandgrind, and we can help you profit. So the three of us have amazing records. We, you know, we can have our wins and losses, but we make sure we grind so we can profit in the long run of the month. So
well, like Andy said, there's no locks. There's no locks, guys. So I can't see the future, but between the three of us and our experience, we do play off each other quite a bit. Well, except for Joe last weekend with her bets, but the rest of us, you know, played off each other and we did really well. So it's there's going to be good days, bad days, but I think that we are actually, I know that we're on a better percentage to give you a lot better days than worse days. So,
right. Cause I'm having a bad day right now. I'm
having a great day actually, but I talked to you about a couple of my bets and it's, yeah, I think we'll be fine.
I only gave out one free play that was Syracuse and then they lost. I'm like, damn it.
Oh, and they won. So I'm sorry, Lady Teal.
Okay.
But yeah, look, talking about how we do it at Hustle and Grind and how the three of us combine these bets. When I look at the bet that I agreed on with this team yesterday, we had the New York Knicks at -1.5. It was a -114 and that killed it. So when we're putting together the Hustle and Grind package, you guys, these are bets that all three of us agree on. So you won't get the one-offs from me that are stupid. You'll get our good
None of them are stupid. You just can't lock them in. So they're not stupid bets.
Right.
Like you said, the Celtics game was just short of a lock, and they had a 24-point lead in the end of the third. So it's just, shit happens. That was a bad game. Shit happens. And it's going to happen no matter who you deal with. But I think with the three of us, between all of our experience, we do have better odds than just a single guy throwing out random bets or a single gal.
Right.
Absolutely. Vasu, you're right. I love Duke tonight. They did really well. And
I love Syracuse. That's my team. I grew up watching Jim Boeheim. Oh my God. I was like, I'm from upstate New York, so I'm a big Syracuse fan. So I thought they was going to do it, but they fell apart as well. So hit that Duke.
Mine wasn't a bet against Syracuse. It was it was for Duke because I watched Duke this weekend, and how they came alive on the court was something I haven't seen out of them lately. So I knew that they had this today. We had them. Duke was. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my wrong sheet here. Duke was -4.5 at -118. So Syracuse was that +110. What did you have, Matt? Yeah, +110 would have been a good bet. It went well. Talking about, let's go back to teasers for a second. So in basketball, 4-point teasers are the most common. So Washington Wizards, I have an NBA teaser out. I have to check scores on here. Washington, I feel like they have it over the Lakers tonight, but I want to be completely confident. And this is where I love to tease. I think the Lakers are in a look-ahead position. I teased the Washington Wizards from 11-4. What's that? 9? No, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. See, I do that all the time. They were +7. I teased them down to +11. So the Washington Wizards can lose by 10.5 points or less, or win this game for this two-team teaser. And then Miami Heat, I have them at -2. From a -6-point teaser. I hate in basketball doing anything above -3. It's basketball is so back and forth, you guys. So I love this teaser tonight.
They literally go back and forth. Just FYI.
Yeah, they do.
If you haven't seen basketball, that's literally how they do it.
Back and forth.
The NBA has been up and down with me. I've been doing so terrific in college basketball. My whole season was just complete fire and now I'm like with NBA. I'm trying to stay afloat, but I can't stay afloat with NBA. It's driving me insane. I'm like, oh, what am I doing wrong with the NBA? So I'm going to have to go with, hopefully, because I have the Bulls right now, and they look like they're up.
They are. They're up 86 to 65. The Bulls are killing it right now. I'm just checking. The Lakers and Wizards game doesn't start till 8 o'clock.
And I have Portland plus 6 against the Phoenix Suns. And I like the Phoenix Suns. They have been playing outstanding. Mm-hmm. But I think Portland's going to be able to keep it up with them. I hope so for the 6 points.
Absolutely.
See what happens.
And then we look at Miami Heat right now. I'm glad I've teased this number because they're 12 minutes left in the second. Miami Heat's only up by 2 points. It's 23 to 21 over the Thunder. This is going to be a tight finish. So fingers crossed, you guys. I need this teaser tonight. How often do you guys tease? Realistically, are you teasing a lot? Because teasers aren't big for me, but when I do, it's in these kind of positions like tonight's game.
I'm with you. I don't normally tease a lot. It's only like when I see it, a dog that I'm like, okay, it's 7 right now. I'm like, I want all these extra points because I know hopefully they can cover that extra point in basketball. So yeah, I normally don't. Because it's just too much. You gotta think, how many do you want to put down?
What's a dog, Lady D?
What's the dog? A dog is the one like plus the points. Like for all with the if it's money line, if it's a dog, if it's a money line, if they're one, they're always gonna be plus and the odds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call the big dogs, like, because they can win outright. You'll win a lot of money. But for the spread-wise, it's the team's got to be within that number. So, that's like the Portland is plus 6. They have to be within that 6 with the Suns. So, they're a dog in the spread. And
awesome. Of
course, I hope I explained it right.
That sounded perfect, actually. So good job.
Absolutely.
But you know, I have to help y'all and everyone for your novice sports better if y'all want to learn how to bet. Because this is what we're about here. We want to help y'all understand the sports betting terms.
The basic betting,
just 101. 101.
Absolutely. So another question for you guys. So we have teasers where we're adjusting those lines within basically a parlay. So it's more favorable, less profitable than a parlay. So what do you guys like better? Do you like the parlay, the straight parlay, or do you like the straight money line, or do you like teasing those numbers?
I'm a parlay person. I love parlays. I've done really well with parlays. So I usually throw in – I just basically look for – 4 to 6 teams that I want to bet, and I'll pick, if I'm betting 4, I'll pick 2 that are going to be kind of your favorites and 2 underdogs. And I'll look through the underdogs and see, like, okay, well, these guys could possibly win it. They're due for a win, and they usually do pretty good with that. And if it's 6, then I'll do 3 and 3 type thing. And it's usually a good payout on that stuff. So I'm a big fan of parlays.
What about you, Lady D?
Me, I am semi what? Favorite to parlays, because I only do the parlays for heavy favorites that I don't want to put all my money into to just win $100. Mostly you'll probably catch me do like high money lines on baseball or high money lines on hockey. Mm-hmm. Because those are the only two that I do money lines on, because usually don't do money lines on football or basketball. So yeah, for the baseball and hockey season, I do parlay.
I love the parlays too. Like, you can go into like the basketball games every night. There's so many teams that are playing. You can pick a couple underdogs you think that have a chance. Like, don't pick an underdog that obviously has no chance, but you can pick an underdog that's, you know, it's very close, but you think it has a chance. Pick a few of those and then pick a lot of favorites, and you can win a lot of money on like $20. You're not putting a lot of money in, but your return is huge. If you don't get it, you lost $20. But if you do get it, and I've won a few of them, Joe, I believe you've won a few of them, and same with you, AD, it's big money, you know? Like, I put $20 in to win $3,000. So it's just fun, too. You get more in tune with a lot more games, too, at the same time. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I'm like, how many teams do you do? Do you only do three? Or are you one of the crazy ones that do like
16, baby?
Oh no, 16, no, baby. We'll do lots. Like, Sunday. I know Joe won $3,000 on like 16 on a 16 team bet. I've done. I think the most I've ever won. She's got me beat by about 6 games. I think it was 10 games that I won, and it's great payout. It doesn't matter. Like, it's fun too. You're watching all the games that day. You're having a good time with it, and it's. Keeps you kind of locked into a whole bunch of different games, and for $20, and you can win the big payout.
Right,
it's a no-brainer.
Well, you see, I get mad because I would get mad because if I do like 16 teams and then one or two hit, I'm like,
oh, it happens. It happens, and it's annoying as shit. Like, it sucks.
Like,
Tony. Sorry, I got sidetracked there. Tony just really, he's an awesome person. I love him so much. I'm super glad that we're powered by Staples Media. Welcome to Hustle and Grind again. Sorry, where was I there? Anyways,
you're just being flustered by Tony. It's okay.
No, I'm not flustered by Tony at all. I'm actually go with the parlays. 10 games are fun to bet. $20, you can win a lot of money.
I love when Tony's watching. It's like we've got a someone late, chirping Tony. You from the sidelines.
Right.
Most people have been chirping me. I'm actually getting side messages chirping me. So,
I love that.
I don't think I'm doing you guys any favors here, but we all know that obviously I am the brains behind this whole thing. So,
okay, well, either you have a man crush or Tony does. I'm not sure which way he's going with that. So you guys can work that out maybe on Freedom to Rock next time. Again, you guys, if you haven't checked out Freedom to Rock, we had a fantastic night last Friday. Lady D and Cammy P are great co-hosts joining us almost every Friday lately on that show. Go check it out on YouTube.
I spend more time in the green room. I spend more time in the green room than I do actually on air, but that's good. It's okay. They basically let me on to say my one line, powered by Staples Media. That's what I say. I'm great at it.
You do that very well. So we're very proud of you for that.
Thanks, Kel.
Flames have beat the Maple Leafs tonight 3-0. I did not see that coming. I'm glad I did not touch that game with a 10-foot pole. So...
I saw that one coming. Calgary's lost too much. And when you lose 2 to the Oilers, I'm an Oilers fan, but Calgary usually kind of does really well against the Oilers. They lost 2 against the Oilers. They got to come back strong, and they did. And that's fantastic.
Absolutely. So, and public money was heavy on Toronto tonight. So,
It would have been heavy. It would have been a big payout if you bet on that one.
Yeah. So let's talk about this right now, guys. Fading public money. I know this is huge for me. When the public is 80% on a game, either I'm not touching it or I'm completely fading it and taking the opposite just because Vegas always wins.
They do. The house does always win. So I just try to stay away from those bets.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you guys like that saying? I just came out with it. The house always wins. I thought of it today. I wrote it down. I was like, you know what, Cam, you know what? This is a good saying. The house always wins. I came up with it. So you're welcome.
Well, okay.
The house always wins.
Absolutely. So I have a stat for you guys. If you fade public money when it's over 75% on that favorite. So if public is 75% on like Toronto tonight, the Flames will win 53-54% of the time always.
Yeah.
So over 75%, fade what everyone else is doing. That's what I did with the Devils yesterday. It didn't work out, but there was reason behind that.
Doesn't always work out, but there's a higher percentage that it will work out.
And over the long run, and you guys, that's what we're doing. Sports betting isn't, I'll place a bet today and then be pissed off and not place a bet for 6 months. It is what they say, a marathon.
Based on numbers. It's based on numbers, guys. It's no different than sales or anything else. You just got to go out and see a certain amount of customers, or you have to make a certain amount of bets, but you have to go out there and play it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Exactly. And it's managing that cash flow. It's not putting your whole bankroll, everything that you have, on one game, because so-and-so's uncle told you that this is a sure thing. We don't bet because so-and-so's uncle's told you a sure thing. We bet because of statistics, a whole bunch of reasons, a whole bunch of things go behind what we do. So you guys definitely check out our Patreon.
Yeah, we're not actually here just guessing. We're not actually here just guessing. We're actually checking. We're actually doing our job a little bit and checking things out to try and make it better for you guys.
And is anyone's dog telling you how to pick? Because I know there's cappers on Instagram whose dog picks a right or left treat. We don't do that. At least, none of us do that.
We're using dartboards here or the pool tables.
Oh, God, if we use my pool table, no one would ever get it, because I can't get a ball in my life either. So.
Something happened during one of these tennis matches or something like that. They had supposedly insider information. Mm-hmm. So one of the guys supposedly had 115K, but the guy was so stupid to be bragging about it on the damn internet, revoked his freaking account.
Wow, I didn't hear about this. Was this in the Australian Open?
I think it was the Australian Open. It was that or like soccer or something like that. But to that thing, it brought me back to like, everybody is mad that the book don't want to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
But that brings me back to the streaker guy. See, he didn't get paid because they did not give him his money, because he was stupid to go on interviewing and say, I bet on myself.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just that either. So the main reason, like, I think you can still bet on yourself and still go do that. They can't hold the money for you from that. What he did do was he told a bunch of buddies to bet there was a streaker because he was going to streak.
Right.
So he screwed himself over, and he did that. And he told everybody, like, go bet on this. Go bet, because I'm going to be streaking and I'm going to do this to win money. As soon as you do that, then you're cheating, right? If you want to get arrested and have a criminal record and all that stuff and you want to go and do that, I don't think that's an issue. I don't think you're going to get fine for that, because there's a streaker.
I don't know, but
the fact that he told other people to bet on the fact that he was going to do it is against, you know, you can't do it.
So do you think it was wrong for the book to hold their money and revoke their account because they had
based on stupidity? Like, why would you risk that much money? Like, you're making a boatload of money off 50 grand. Like, just don't be an idiot. And just, I don't know if there's no rules against it, I'd go after my initial investment into the bet. But other than that, like, yeah, dude, you went out and told a bunch of people you're an idiot. Like, unfortunately, it was a great plan, but you can't go brag about it and tell people to bet on you because you're going to go do it. Then it's, and they go do it. It's cheating at the end of the day. So
inside information, that's what they call it. But they say that it was a short,
inside information. They just,
it's just crazy. I'm not mad at the book. I just think that the guy was stupid to tell them.
You can't. You can't do that. If you're going to do that, just do it yourself and be quiet about it and win the money. That's it. And don't go on an interview after. Don't interview after. Don't do all this stuff. Just collect your money. And after you collect your money, then do whatever the hell you want.
But
if he would have just kept his mouth shut, he would have had 350, what was that, 350 grand or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he had to go on the news and talk.
He could have done the interview, but he could have not said anything about betting.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but he wanted his 15 minutes of fame, and that cost him a whole bunch of money. And no one's going to remember. I don't even remember his name anymore. So he's forgotten.
Don't even think he knew his name from the start. Just that whoever picked out his outfit.
They just call him the freaking streaker dude.
Right? Yeah, well, either way, he's the dumb streaker dude.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
And he's the last at 350.
Well, I saw the interview. I'm just like, what the hell are you doing, man? Just get your money. Collect your money.
Absolutely. I want to remind everyone that you are listening to Hustle and Grind. I have put where you can follow us as well as on our Hustle and Grind Instagram. It's scrolling across the bottom right now, you guys. Lady D is at Betting in Heels. I'm at the Joe Madden, and Cammy P is at Cammy P Picks. And then our show is Hustle and Grind times 3.
Yep. Just visit us at Hustle and Grind, guys, at our Patreon account. Just come in and visit us.
Yes.
Absolutely. It is a really good thing that he has us. What, like, I don't know what he'd do without us. I quickly, you guys, I want to talk about your thoughts on always betting favorites. If at the end of the day, is that going to make you a lot of money? Always betting favorites, and what you think of these cappers that give you -180, -200 odds. Yes, you're making money, but a win's a win.
So small for the risk. There's so many upsets, like we just talked about with the Celtics and the Flames and a few other teams and stuff like that in different sports. There's so many upsets that it's not worth the risk. Like I honestly can go and bet, you know, 3 or 4 different favorites and the winning amount is so little that it's just not worth my time. Like, I don't care to put in $100 to win 20. Never going to do that. I don't care, because there's always going to be the underdog that'll screw you out of that $100. So even if you win 5 of them and you lose 1, you lost all your profit. Now you're both back down to even. So it's just, I don't find the point in it. I like, you know, doing my research or, you know, just asking us.
Absolutely. Lady D,
we'll do it for you.
Lady D, what's your thoughts?
Oh, my thoughts is I do not like it. Like right now, Vegas Dave's had the money line on Jazz. Okay, don't tell me how I know, because people get to me and tell me everything.
Oh, so. Everyone tells me everything too. Absolutely.
So he had taken the Jazz first half, which was, I don't know, was a decent odd, but then he went and took the Jazz money line, which is what, like -340, 380 around that. Is in the 300s.
Are you serious? They were -8.5 and you take the money line? Oh, wow.
Well, I got them earlier. I have them at -12, which freaking I'm mad that I should have waited for it to go to down to 8. But still, even if you are thinking they're not going to be able to win it money line, why wouldn't you just take the freaking spread, which is just -110, take the -12 or take the -8.5
or tease
whatever
it.
Or tease it, or actually go bet the opposite team for the points.
Yeah.
So I don't understand it. I hate it. I hate that these people think that people got money like that to bet. Maybe they do have these high rollers dudes. Maybe, and they're probably losing their ass off. But I don't know how he do it, but he's a marketing genius, and I need to take his concept. How do I win? You know, how do I win? Not going over and
But Lady D, he
400.
he is scamming his bettors. And this was one thing, you guys, you don't have to bet with us, but please do not go to a sports handicapper that is going to give you these high favorites. Do not go to someone who says, my last week I went 5-1. Ask them what their ROI was, their return on investment was. Because if they're not making you that money, if their one game cost you as much as what they won on their 5, it doesn't matter that they won 5 and lost 1. It matters you making money. So right away, I will tell, yes, I had a shit weekend, but my return on investment this week, the last week that we had, was positive because I did hit those plus money bets. So when I have a bad day, when we have a bad day, we are still profitable.
Exactly.
I couldn't have put it better. Like, you just can't base it on one day either. You have to base it on the month.
Yeah.
So exactly. We're going to make you more money over the month than you'll lose. So it's your ROI with us is pretty good. And there's a lot of guys out there that will tell you theirs is fantastic. But at the end of the day, it's not always the best. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you guys, again, you can find all of our packages on Patreon. If you want more detailed information, you can email at us.
Email at us. You guys could just email us. I mean, we'll, that's the best.
It's a HN grind. So H hustle and grind, but just HN and then grind@gmail.com. And I'm going to learn how to.
We're not giving any more shout outs to Tony either. We're not giving any more shout outs to Tony. Tony's done. Pushes stuff to the bottom there. I don't want to see it anymore. I told you, I'm going to start a show. Tony's going to be my first guest, and he's just going to spend 98% of the time in the green room.
Oh, my God. Can you call it Tony in the green room?
I will call the first episode Tony in the green room, and it's going to be the name of the name of the show, and then the episode's going to be Tony in the green room. Yeah, I'm going to have a hidden camera, him sitting with his fake parrot, sitting in the green room, doing whatever the hell he does when no one's watching.
Oh, can you actually put him in the green room and make him think he's not on camera and then have him actually on camera? That'd be a great, like, hidden camera green room.
We might have to hack that. Yeah. We might have to hack it. But we're almost out of time here. I know we didn't really get a chance to go through this, but next Monday we're going to be spending a lot of time coming up on MLB. So if you guys have any questions or anything like that coming up before the show, or if there's some certain topics you want us to talk about, please shoot us an email and we will address it.
And we will be having amazing guests coming up, hopefully in March. So don't.
Not Tony. Sorry. Not that was Tony. Something in my head. Not Tony. That's what it happens. Not Tony. Sorry.
So be sure to come always follow us on our social media as we start to get more into it and get more details out who's going to be our guest. So I'm just excited. We're going to talk with somebody who's in the sports betting industry, but also have a spouse in the major in a major league.
Yeah, so, an incredible female role model in the sports betting industry.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
We should be having her on within the next couple of weeks. Thanks, Lady D, for arranging that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Tony asked a question if we wanted a baseball player as a guest on our next show to talk about baseball. I was actually kind of hoping for soccer, but I mean, a soccer player would be cool. But I guess if we have to settle for a baseball player, Tony, we will do that.
Because baseball. I know, can we forget about March Madness? March Madness is coming up.
Or maybe we get a cricket player to talk about baseball. Or a lawn mowing professional to talk about baseball. Can we get any of those guys, Tony?
We are.
We are.
He has soccer too. Okay, you guys. We are going
to. We are Hustle and Grind, powered by Stables Media. Go ahead, Joe.
Every Monday.
Every Monday night, 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Bocce ball, yeah. And I'd like to get a professional beer pong player to talk about baseball, too, if we can. No? Okay, tough crowd tonight. Wow. I have to get my material. Get my material updated here.
Okay. Cammy, you started talking, and I started looking at scores because I'm really invested in the games tonight. LA Kings are up over the St. Louis Blues. They're plus 160. We have them tonight. So we're in the third, and Vegas.
Damn, I'm getting killed today. I should have never took the early games.
I'm actually doing okay today.
Your Bulls are up, and you're doing good, Cammy?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
I'm doing good in hockey, though.
Awesome.
A couple of basketball. Mavericks are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and hockey's doing, it's good.
And you guys, I want to let you know, the three of us are planning to start doing more daily videos. We're going to be releasing 1, 2, 3, 4 minute videos if Cammy can last that long daily. So
burn. Yeah, well, there's so many games coming up with MLB, and we still have hockey, we still have basketball. So I think it's just too much to cover once a week. So we're going to do quick little videos, just kind of giving our information going forward. So at least to cover more of the games.
Yes. Yep. Okay, guys. So thank you for watching us on Hustle and Grind. Wait till next Monday. Or you can catch me tomorrow on Dad's Amore with Tony Russo, Mike Gallo, myself tomorrow at 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So come and join for some laughter and some fun and some stories and just my crazy old self. And it is with some sports involved with it. So don't forget about that tomorrow. That's
we won't.
Absolutely. You guys can follow myself at The Joe Madden on all social media platforms. We actually do now have TikTok for the three of us, Hustle and Grind TikTok. So if you want to see some crazy stuff Lady D and I have planned, I don't know, Cammy P might join in on this, that's happening. Make sure you go check that out. Cammy P, I'll let you close it out. You guys have a great night.
Yeah, just thanks for joining us tonight, guys. And we look forward to seeing you guys next week. And again, visit our Patreon site. Send us any emails you may have that you want us to address next week with MLB. And yeah, have a great night, guys. Powered by Citizen Media.
Hey, are you looking for a sports podcast that's more than the stats and the rankings that you already saw on your pop-up notifications? Are you looking for a feel-good story that will motivate you? Do you ever wonder what happened to your favorite athletes after they retired? If you answered yes, then I have good news. Hey, my name is Kayla Branham, and I'm inviting you to listen to the Legacy After the Locker Room podcast. You can find it on all your favorite podcast platforms, or you can watch the live stream on Stables Media on Facebook every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. I'm committed to creating hope and possibility through sports, and I challenge you to live your legacy. Again, Legacy After the Locker Room, every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, Stables Media on Facebook.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.